Well, hello, everybody.
And welcome to yet another amazing and riveting episode of Stacks in the City. I'm your humbled host, Ashley. And as always, I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy lives and busy schedules to listen to little old me. Whether you guys are in the gym or walking around or in traffic or heading to the grocery store or at home cleaning up, it really means a lot that you're listening to me over your speaker apparatus, whatever that looks like. Today's episode is going to be a continuum of last week. We talked a lot about real estate and what to ask real estate agents and those questions. I want to focus a little bit more on the investing side and give you guys some numbers, some accurate numbers on what my real estate experience has been like, how much I have been earning. I know there's people out there who tell you, oh yeah, I'm making money, da da da. But what if you don't know the numbers? At some point, I did have three houses in my portfolio. I did go down to 1.5. And I do say 1.5 because I'm in the process of selling a house. I will share more about that. But long story short, I moved. My partner and I recently moved to Houston. So it didn't make a lot of sense to manage it from afar. I had a property manager, but the house was still empty with her. So that's, you know, that is what it is. We'll, of course, go into more detail on that. But at one point, I did have three, and I will share with you guys how much money I was earning off of my real estate. Okay. I purchased, I bought and sold quite a few homes, actually, you all. But I bought and sold five over the past 8 years. But I would say that in the past 5 years is when I saw more profit from the homes that I had owned. The first house I bought the first one in my portfolio that I still have is my condo in Washington, D.C. in Northeast. It's a two-bedroom. It's fabulous. I lived in it before at one point in 2017 when I purchased it. And currently is being rented out to traveling nurses, to people who are short-term but need something that's fully furnished. So think traveling nurses, think corporate type housing, think summer interns. Those are generally the students. Those are generally the type of people that are attracted to my unit. So they're there. It's fabulous. Right now, I earn roughly about $600 in income, depending on the bills. So everything is paid for when the tenant comes in. So they will have internet included. They have Pepco included, electricity, utilities included. And they will have, I'm going to be paying mortgage, obviously, for them. So all they have to do, and everything's furnished. So all they have to do really is just move in and everything is taken care of for them. Just move in and you're good to go. So after I spend everything I need to spend, roughly about $600, maybe a little bit more depending on how much utilities cost. Generally speaking, that's how much I'm earning off of that home. And that's pretty good, you all. So I'm able to use that money to save, to invest. It's fun, fabulous, you know, we're good. The other house I bought that I am currently selling was in Baltimore in an up-and-coming neighborhood that's close to the harbor. You could walk to the harbor. It's an ambitious walk, but it is walkable. It's on the other side. Yeah, the other side of Fells Point area. And that place was renting I was earning about $600 as well off that unit, roughly. Again, it depended on the utilities cost. It depended on gas, utilities, and internet there. And the cost would vary so much in that house. I think it really just depended on the tenants because some of them just blasted the AC, some of them did not, but roughly about $600. So I was earning $1,200 a month in the house that I had in both of those houses, which is great income. Again, like you can easily, if you're working a 9-to-5 job or if you're an entrepreneur in some sense, then you can really, you know, use that money just to invest or, you know, you do whatever you want. It's America, you know? So I was able to earn about $600. And again, that was similar. It was fully furnished. It did have the utilities covered. It was great. The reason why I'm selling that home is because I'm just, you know, I don't live near Baltimore anymore. And for me personally, I find that being in Baltimore, investing there. You have to be close. You have to live there. I'm like, you got to be around if you want to be, because Baltimore has a lot going on. Y'all, my Baltimore listeners, I love y'all, but it's a lot going on there. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's a lot going on. That's kind of all I have to say about that. So I don't live close to Baltimore. I moved here, so it just didn't make sense for me to keep it. I did have a property manager. She was great, but my house was empty for 3 months, 4 months, really. Anyway, it was empty for 4 months. So I was paying the mortgage on that, and she wasn't finding a tenant for me. And it felt like every time something would go on, it was a problem, or it would cost me way more money than I think it should have. And again, you all, I've been buying and selling and investing in real estate for a while, and I do have an idea of how much I should expect to be spending on things. If someone would come in the middle of the night for AC, for example. In fact, okay, great story. I had a tenant have an issue with the heat. The heat, it was super, he was freezing to death, super cold. So we had to get the HVAC people to come in. You all it needed was just a filter change. And for those who aren't homeowners, it literally means that there's a vent. You go into the vent, you change this like cardboard thingy, basically. If your filter doesn't get changed every 3 to 6 months or so, around 6 months is the max, then it will block the passages and it's going to be like the air won't come out the way it should. Or you'll be inhaling like, you know, toxic fumes. You don't want that, you know? You don't want to do that. So make sure you change your filters. And even if you're renting, you should be changing your filters every 3 to 6 months if you don't have maintenance to do that for you. Anyway, they came in. All I had to do was change a filter. That's something that, like, I mean, a three-year-old can do, guys. That was $150. If my property manager would have went in and assessed what the problem was before, or had a handy person do that before we called the HVAC person, then that would have been a charge that I didn't have to pay. It would have been a lot less. So those were some of the minute issues that I had. It just didn't make sense to keep her, especially at that point where my house was empty for, at that point, 3 months. It absolutely wasn't worth it. I'm like, I don't feel like you're doing your job. And I know the Baltimore market's very different than DC's market. I do understand that. But y'all don't like, you know, I'm just saying. So we did have to part ways, and you know, there's no bad blood, no problems, but I do think that I could have found a person myself if I would have looked for them. So it didn't make sense to keep anymore, which is why I ended up selling the houses on the market right now. The house has been on the market for about 2 months. It was on the market January 9th. As of recording this, it's March 26th, and technically it's still on the market. So the market's really slow. Baltimore is really slow. And interest rates are really high. It's deterring a lot of people from wanting to buy. And we're going to talk a lot more about interest rates and what that means and how that works. A lot of you all have been messaging me about questions on the real estate market and interest and what does that mean. And, you know, it's one thing, y'all, to be saying stuff out your necks because you hear everybody else say interest rates are high. But do we really know? Are we really armed with the knowledge of what that is? So we're definitely going to be having a series on that. Maybe, you know, actually, I don't know about a series. That's a lot. But we will be chatting about it. And the last house that I bought was the disaster home. That's what made me go AWOL. That's what made me doubt myself, doubt my abilities, doubt my success, doubt everything, and make me feel like I was a complete failure. And that was the house that was also in Baltimore, literally the next street over. So let's say, you know, let's say the house was on Main Street. It was on like around the corner of Main Street. So I purchased that a month and a half after I bought my home, my first home in Baltimore. I wish I did not do that. If I didn't do that, you all, then I would have been smooth sailing. But we learn from our mistakes. I purchased that home and I had people come in, contractors come in, tell me that the amount of money for repairs would be roughly $10,000. I'm like, okay, great. I could do $10,000. I had that type of money saved, available. I had an investor who helped me purchase the house. He let me have $33,000 for a home. And if you all don't know about investors or, you know, how to do that, let me know and I'll be more than happy to put a video out on that. $33,000, and I purchased the home with the anticipation of earning about $1,500 a month, roughly. Y'all, that didn't work out remotely. It was a complete and utter fail. Long story short, there were a lot of deeper issues than what was initially stated. And every time we had work done, there was always more work that needed to be done. So initially, it was the bathroom and the HVAC that needed to be fixed. That was it. I was like, great. Well, after that, it became issues with the foundation and problems in the kitchen. And there was this really bad urine rodent smell that I could not get out to save the life of me. It was issues with the backyard. It was a really bad rat problem, y'all. The rats, oh my gosh, were like the size of raccoons. I'm not exaggerating. Now I'm having PTSD, I'm not gonna lie. I need to chill. Sorry, guys. And anything, electrical issues. I had somebody come in to fix the washer dryer. They're allegedly there to fix a washer dryer and couldn't fix it, but still charged me, I believe, $175 just to show up. And this happened over the course of 9 months. 9 months. So imagine every month you're thinking that your home is ready to be rented out, but instead you're clocked with another $1,000 bill minimum per month on repairs that you have no idea what's going on. I had no idea what was happening. I felt like in many ways I was being ripped off from a lot of the so-called contractors and people coming in. I felt like I wasn't really being supported. I felt like I was really being taken advantage of. I think that was the biggest issue that I had, just being taken advantage of by anybody, knowing that seeing the desperation on me. And initially I had my property manager manage a lot of that because she's a property manager. That's what I'm paying her to do. At least I thought I was, but she's not a contractor either. Like, that wasn't her job. That's not their job. And she didn't have like those types of people to really access. So I should have been the one that was there for most of the time. Initially I wasn't. I had her handle it. So I didn't live in Baltimore, but eventually I had to stay in Baltimore for a while to figure things out and get people in that I actually trusted. So I had my plumber, who's a repairman, he does everything, come in and help me out. He was amazing. He charged literally a fraction of the price to fix the things that other people could not fix. So you all, that experience was honestly very, 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 very traumatizing. It really made me question if I was good at what I did, good at real estate. And to share with you all too, I was earning $1,200 a month in real estate. All of that money had to go back into this money pit of a house. It was such a nightmare, y'all. It was genuinely a nightmare. I ended up spending about $50,000 of my own money, you all, on top of having to pay back my investor, on top of paying all my other bills, on top of being in a relationship, on top of having to get a job. I had to get a 9-to-5 job actually because of the house, because of how expensive it was. And I had to get a secondary job too, waiting tables, just so I could pay for the exorbitant amount of expenses in the house, just so I wouldn't be able to get into any debt. But you all, it was genuinely a traumatic experience and a traumatic moment that I never want to go through again. And I never want you all to go through that. Like, I will talk more about that experience, particularly when it comes to real estate. I will break down more. I'll break down cost, everything for you guys. I'll relive the moment for you all. But it's something that I really wouldn't wish on anyone. That's how bad it was, y'all. It was pretty bad. So everything I earned went into that. Eventually, I did sell the house, though. Thank God. Oh my gosh, I was able to sell it. And I was able to sell it pretty quickly too. And I did get about $40,000 from the house before taxes and things like that. And most of that money, honestly, you all, I believe went back to paying people. I had to pay back my investor. I had to pay back, I think I had a couple other, I had a personal loan I had to take out for renovations. I had to pay that back. So yeah, y'all, we had to pay back some people. So that money did not come back like you thought it did. Not really. But, you know, it was a big lesson that I learned, you know, before you guys go into purchasing real estate, you have to get someone that you trust to come in and do a realistic assessment on costs. And you have to, you just can't have anybody from around the corner doing it. You know, Baltimore is, that was traumatic. I'm not going to lie. But you are able to earn money because I did earn $1,200 from those other two homes. The reason why I didn't keep the second house, the second house in Baltimore was really because of the fact that it wasn't, you know, I won't get nobody in there. And you all, my mortgage went up on that house too. And that does happen. I believe Baltimore raised property taxes. Or it was either that or the mortgage company wasn't charging what they were supposed to charge. My mortgage went from $900 to $1,300. So the profit I was earning from there quickly dissipated. So it just wasn't worth keeping the house anymore because of that. That was another really big reason why I wanted to sell. It just wasn't worth it. Just based on what the profit margin would look like, I wasn't going to earn $600 anymore. I was going to earn like maybe $100 or $200 after I ended up paying, you know, my property manager and my mortgage, any debt service. It's called debt service. Any debt service I had, I would end up spending it on other things. So it really wasn't worth financially keeping it. That's why it's on the market getting sold as we speak. So guys, that's a little bit about my real estate journey, my real estate portfolio, what it looked like at its peak and where it's going in the future. It's going away and I'm super excited about that. I'm not going to lie. As terms of the future, a lot of you guys do ask if I do plan to sell or to buy another house, an investment home here in Houston. And Houston is an excellent, excellent market for that. And real estate is very inexpensive here. It's very affordable, especially coming from a city like DC, where everything is very expensive. But you all, the answer right now, honestly, is no, absolutely not. Not at this very moment. It doesn't make sense. My girlfriend and I, Denisha and I, just moved here. We want to get acclimated to what Houston is like. And you know, honestly, y'all, I'm still a little traumatized about the house that I had in Baltimore. I really don't want to extend that much of my time, energy, effort, and money into something like that. Obviously, I know I have to do the right research, but now's not the time for that, you all. Now's the time to relax, to regroup, rethink, and plan for the future. And I want to invest a lot more of my time into workshops and courses and outreach and programming for you guys. And at this point, if I were to buy a house, it would detract from that. I really want to focus on getting stacks in the city on the money, if you know what I mean. So the answer is no, not right now. I have my house in Baltimore. That's chill. Or sorry, my house in DC. That's chill. It's doing what it needs to do. And we'll keep it at that. So guys, it's as always a privilege, pleasure, and I don't know, honor. Sorry guys, I can't alliterate today. To be able to speak with you guys. If there's any questions, of course, you guys know where to contact me at Saxonicity to let me know. But if y'all didn't get anything from this, you need to know that there's money in real estate. There's money, okay? There's money when it comes to investing in properties. There is. You can definitely live off of your real estate if you purchase the right amount and you purchase with the right gusto and the right people and all that fun stuff. You will. You definitely will. But you also have to make sure that you won't get a lemon because it will ruin you financially if you're not smart about it. So do the due diligence, do the research, do the rental comps, do all that, do the whole nine. Okay, guys? All right, guys. I believe that's all I have to say. Until next week, y'all, we will chat soon. Bye.